Praise be Jesus and Mary. On this Sunday, we celebrate the octave day of the Nativity of the Lord, the eighth day, of the Christmas day itself, as it were. And on this day, we celebrate the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. Among the numerous titles that the Church invokes Mary, there's no other title so great and glorious, we could say, as that of Mother of God. This title of Mary as Mother of God is very much scriptural. In the Gospels, for example, Mary is referred to in several instances as, the mother of Jesus. And remember also when Elizabeth, Mary's cousin, called Mary the mother of my Lord. But it wouldn't be until the year 431 when the Church would officially proclaim as a dogma this truth about Mary with the title as Mother of God at the Council of Ephesus, when Mary was solemnly proclaimed to be, Mother of God or God-bearer in Greek, Theotokos. And this was to be an article of faith that all Christians were to believe in, must believe in. This particular dogma regarding Mary also concerns her son Jesus. They always do. A truth about Mary, is also a way of reaffirming protecting truths about her son Jesus, for they are inseparable, the son from the mother. This Marian dogma in particular also reaffirms the truths about Christ, that he is a divine person who took on human nature, that he is, in fact, true God and true man, that he has two natures, the divine nature and the human nature, that Jesus, he really did have a human mother, a human nature. But we have to be careful, of course, because we can fall into error, as many did at the time. And for this reason, the Church had to correct, the errors, particularly of Nestorius, of considering Mary only the mother of the human nature of Jesus, and not the mother of Jesus, whole and entire. You can't separate, Jesus, as it were, dividing him in half, the human Jesus and the divine Jesus, as if there were two persons, two separate personalities or subjects. There was only one person, one subject who became man, the God-man, Jesus, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity. So there's two natures, but only one person, the divine person. We always have to be mindful of that truth. The Catechism of the Catholic Church explains it very simply in this way. Christ's humanity has no other subject than the divine person of the Son of God. Having that said, the Church rightly affirms, therefore, that Mary is Mother of God. And we could put it in very simple terms as a syllogism. Since Mary is Mother of Jesus, and since Jesus is God, therefore, Mary is Mother of God. The very simple logic, that we can make this conclusion from. And of course, this is referring to God the Son. Certain non-Catholics, non-Catholic Christians, really have difficulties believing in this, how we as Catholics can call Mary Mother of God. But if we explain it in this very simple way and give them this syllogism, it is not something that they can doubt. Because Mary is Mother of God, because of her divine maternity, her divine motherhood, she has a very special and singular intercessory role and power, with her son on behalf of mankind. This was the case during her earthly life. Mary had an influence on her son, in very particular moments. One instance, we could single out. Remember when you know, Jesus at the wedding feast of Cana, you know, had asked Mary, you know, when she had asked him, you know, to perform a miracle of changing the water into wine, you know, Jesus said to her, "What is that to me and to thee, woman?" You know, it wasn't that his time was not yet, had not arrived yet. You know, the time when he would openly demonstrate his divine power, and with that would usher in also his passion and his death. It was not the hour yet, but Mary had asked, and Jesus consented. You know, she simply said, "They have no wine," and received the very subtle approval of her son. "Okay, yes, I will anticipate, you know, my public ministry, and then therefore the passion and death." And so Mary simply told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." And we see Mary in this instance, you know, in a very, very powerful intercessory role. And there are other instances, of course, during the lives of Jesus and Mary on earth. And after their earthly lives were finished, this motherly influence of Mary over her son did not cease, but continued, of course, in heaven, where she sits beside her son as queen, still interceding on our behalf. As the Second Vatican Council teaches, Mary, through her constant intercession, continues to obtain for us the gifts of eternal salvation. With her motherly love, she looks after the brethren of her son, who are still wayfarers and a prey to danger and uncertainty, until at last they reach their heavenly home. You know, that's all of us. Mary still intercedes for us in heaven because we are not yet at our heavenly home. We are still wayfarers, and we certainly have many dangers all about us that try to block us, you know, from reaching our heavenly homeland. Happily for us, we can look to Mary not only as the Mother of God, you know, and to really try to fathom that great mystery of hers, her divine maternity, but we can also see her, look upon her as our mother too, you know, our blessed mother. And this is so dear to her when we look to her in that way, because it is the truth. Just as she was really and truly was the mother of Jesus, so too, in a similar way, at least by, she was the natural biological mother of Jesus. You know, she is our mother too, but spiritually, in the order of grace. You know, St. Augustine, he pointed out, you know, that Mary is the mother of the whole Christ, you know, meaning that, you know, Mary is mother of Christ the head, mother of Christ the body, you know, the church, the mystical body of Christ. You know, and in the mystical body of Christ, of which we are a part of, every member is supposed to be another Christ, you know, really united with Christ, you know, in a very special way, that we can be considered, you know, other Christs, or as say Jose Maria Escrivá would say, you know, Christ himself, you know, ipse Christus. So Mary is mother of the whole Christ. As he hung dying on the cross, Jesus, who gave this greatest gift of his to us, you know, after his own life, of course, being the greatest gift, you know, after that, his greatest gift would be his very own mother. You know, he gave his mother, you know, to us to be our own. You know, to John, the beloved disciple, and to all the faithful in every age, you know, to us, Jesus, you know, tells us, he commands us, "Behold your mother." And just like St. John, who took Our Lady into his home, into his life, into his heart and soul, you know, we too are to take Mary anew into our homes, into our lives, into our hearts and our souls. And just as Mary accepted lovingly John as her own son, so does she accept us too, you know, lovingly as her children. There's no more beautiful way to begin this new year of 2017 or in every year, you know, than by this beautiful celebration praising Mary as the Mother of God. We can continue to praise Mary in very simple ways, you know, this truth about her being the Mother of God by praying the Hail Mary, you know, very devoutly, you know, and never by just merely out of routine, but to really pray it with the heart as we should with all of our prayers. But this very beautiful prayer, the Hail Mary, that we pray every day and many, many times a day, especially in the Holy Rosary, let us, you know, praise our Blessed Mother as we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. And of course, every year should be a grace-filled year for us, many blessings. A grace-filled year, meaning a year in which we can grow spiritually, grow in greater holiness. You know, may this year be no exception for all of us. And this will be the case. It will be a grace-filled year, a grace of great, you know, abundant graces and blessings for us if we not only start out this year in union with Mary, but if we strive to stay very close to her, united with her all throughout the whole year, you know, since she is, of course, the mediatrix of all graces, the Mother of God, and our most loving Mother. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tuum.